Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed it is, folks. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. Thanks to Gavin for another couple of hours of Billabong Beats. Conversation, singing, reflecting. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, folks. I've come all the way from Boonwurrung country, across the Boonwurrung, and over here in the heart of Kulin country. And always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And my condolences to the community, to the arts community, the music community, and the humane community. And thanks very much, Jack Charles. What a statement. Jack Charles versus the Crown. Indeed. Indeed. Anyway, next couple of hours on this episode of Music Sans Frontières, I'm going to take you to a bit of North Africa, South America, Aotearoa, a bit of Southern Italy, surprise, surprise, and a couple of guests, some very special, wonderful vocalists who represent their various diasporas. Got Vanessa Estrada from Chile making the so-called Melbourne home, as well as Lithia from Colombia doing the same thing here in this town, contributing to the diverse, colourful musical community that we have. And they've got some gigs coming up, and one very special gig where there's three of them. Yes. We'll have a yarn about that later on at the show. Around about 1:15 we'll have Vanessa in, and around about 1:30 we'll have Alethea in, and they'll hopefully stay together and have a yarn and talk about their story. Maintaining language and making music, indeed. All right, it's we're going over to begin the show with tunes from Aotearoa. Special project in September. They celebrate, focus on their language over there, Māori language. And forgive me for being always ignorant with many things. But many things come my way, and I'm very, very influenced by them. But I will have three tunes in this opening bracket. Got an act called Goldsmith and Baines. They've got a brand new record released last week, 2nd of September 2022. It's called Ererera, and once again, my apologies for my pronunciation. They're based in Auckland, Aotearoa. Vocalist and jazz, but they weave in language and cultural elements into their music. And they, along with the next two artists, appear on this amazing compilation. I think you can get it online. It was sent to me by a music coordinator. It's like about 20-odd tracks, all sorts of genres, reggae, R&B, electronic dance. And, yeah, it's called Te Manga Pau, but once again, I've probably said that incorrectly. It's all available to us from the beginning of September. This is the month over there in Aotearoa. So we'll hear from Fly My Pretties and also Lady Six singing in language. So we'll begin this episode of Music Sans Frontières with the act Goldsmith and Baines with the title track of their brand new record.
Da 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 da.
da-da-da-da-da. Irira ete hue matati. Irira ete wahotane. Tangi a hine rau ka tauri. E re re I te tangi a hine pū te hue. E hiri ai te ngākau me te hine ngaro. Kia oho. Ki tō te pū. Te waiata ko te koe koe ko te kete kete ko te kuku hei huru huru. Tuia mai ki taku a huru mō wai. Tuia mai e te ti ori ori e te ko. Mahanga te a te kare are a wai ho te kahu kia rere te koro koro koko te a te koro koro koko uri.
Ooh, it was. to na tumarura.
Indeed, folks. That was Lady Six with a reworking of her 2008 track, Walk Right In, and that's rewritten, re-recorded, retranslated into Māori as part of the whole Waiata Anthems project that began in 2019. It's been about 100 odd versions of songs that make up that whole project. The Anthems Week is, I believe, the beginning of the first week of September. So that was just last week, folks. And before that, we had Fly My Pretties with, once again, the reworking, re-recording of an old song that came out probably in the early 2000s. I remember finding out about them when I went to Aotearoa in 2006 for the very first time. And they did wonderful graphics, and their music was all over the place, as was Fat Freddy's Drop. And that's where I found out about Lady Six the first time, as she was a backup singer for Fat Freddy's when they first came out to Australia years ago. Anyway, so that was Fly My Pretties. That appears on that recording as well, but on there also it's a single for them as well, Family Tree, and Barnaby from Fly My Pretties embarked on understanding more his roots, literally. So nice stuff. And we began that with the opening track of the Goldsmith Baines, a new record, that track also features on this Waiata Anthems compilation that keeps coming out, folks. And Alana Goldsmith and Mark Baines. All right, going to take you to Portugal, then to Quebec, and then to Perth via Melbourne in the next bracket. We have the amazing project coming out from Flea out of Paris, FLEE. They've done some incredible collaborative projects with electronic artists and using archival material from various regions. I first found out about them for the Tarantism project. Then they Arabic Gulf with the fishermen there. And now the latest one, which is going to be officially released on the 16th of September, it's called Leva Leva, Listening of the Portuguese Fishermen. So basically it goes, once again, field recordings, electronic music makers get to do their bit on pieces of sound and music and songs. And there had been two tracks available via Bandcamp. And actually all the artists that I've just played already are available on Bandcamp. Nearly everyone on this episode of Music Science Frontiers are. So you can just check out, listen, and then purchase. Of course, support music that way if you can't go to see them live. Anyway, I digress. But the Portugal story of Leva Leva, the exploitative practice of fishing on the coast of Portugal, and the crazy cannery industry, not too dissimilar to the tuna fishing in Sicily as well. Anyway, we'll start off with the artist Nandele, and this piece is called Leva as Magumbas. So a little bit more experimental, and we'll ease into something you might look comfortable with, or depending on your preferences. Enjoy, folks. Thank you.
temps sont doux. Au fond des bois, le vent est flou. Dans le chemin d'en arrière, on aura une terre. Si on se marie avant la fin des cendres, oh Rosanne, dis-le à tes sœurs, y a pas d'ours ici, n'aie pas peur. Je vais te faire une belle maison, y aura des fleurs. On s'aimera tous les jours contre Paul et tout. Les vieux sont morts, ils reviendront pas toi. Ce sera juste toi puis moi, puis le décor, puis le décor. J'ai vu les vautours, j'ai pas trouvé de femme, j'ai pas trouvé d'homme. Il était au fond de tes yeux, les pépites bleues. Je te jure, Rosanne, qu'il y a de la lumière derrière les arbres à bois épais. Ira se galancer sous les pins blancs. Je ferai une cabane pour les enfants. Les vieux sont morts, ils reviendront pas. Ce sera juste toi puis moi, puis le décor, puis le décor.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the artist Estelle Connolly, originally from Perth, now based in Melbourne, from a little EP that she provided us here at 3CR earlier in the year, around about April 2022. It's called Reunited, and that is a tune, Tell Me Your Lies, which gathers some influences there that I felt that fitted in with Music Science Frontiers here on 3CR 855 on your radio dial. And if I get pronunciations wrong and things like that, you can always check the playlist that I put up on the Music Science Frontiers Facebook page, as well as the program page on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers. You can listen on demand to programs there, and I'll also provide a podcast of this episode for you to download, listen to at your pleasure, off the grid even perhaps. And yes, before Estelle Connolly, you can catch Estelle actually on Wednesday the 28th of September at Open Studio, folks, if you're curious. So check that one out. Before that, we had the act Mentana from Montreal, Quebec, from their brand new record Rise from the Wreck, released just late last month, 30th of August, and that is the tune Roseanne. The rest of the record is sung in English, and that one was in the language of French, Toi Moi Pleure de Corps. And basically what they say about that particular record is that it's an idea of the adventurous spirit that brought so many to their shores, seeking fortune, glory, or simply survival, but also cathartic exploration of the tragedies that define what was once called the New World. Ah, yes, the contradictions of the Americas. Are they contradictions? Maybe just colonization. And, yeah, we began that bracket with the a track from the Leva Leva, Litany of the Portuguese Fisherman, officially released on the 16th of September, later this week, brought to you by the Project Flea, FLEE. Very interesting stuff, folks. Check it out on Bandcamp. That was the artist Nandele doing the piece called Leva as Magumbas. We're going to go up to Northern Hemisphere. Well, yes, Northern Hemisphere. We're going to stay in Northern Hemisphere, sort of. Very north of a place called Finland, but it's Sami land. And the act that I love very much, Sonju, Mother and Daughter, they got a brand new record released on the 9th of September. It's called Uvya Mohota, and they do Yoiks. And this is a tune which translates as Solar Daughter, but I've played it because we move into our African-inspired bracket, folks. For the next few tunes, we'll go to West Africa, North Africa, and thereabouts, with various producers from around Europe doing bits and pieces, and also those artists. But see what you reckon about this track from Solju, on a label out of Finland.
Hey, no. Thank you. koroduga fani kamara. Iye iye koroduga fani kamara.
We don't want no war now. listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Yes. Should I have warned you about that long bracket? You can relax a little bit now, but not forget the stories that have passed. You're listening to a track called Steve Biko Dub by the German Cologne-based producer Zion Train, from a recording called Star of Hope, available on Bandcamp. It was actually a benefit recording. Well, a bunch of tracks. 100% of all income from the sale of that recording goes to Star of Hope, African organisation, not-for-profit, etc., from Ontib, Uganda, caring for street orphaned, helpless and homeless children. And so the big dance track, well, actually, yes, we can dance when we are activists. Did I say it was called Steve Biko Dub? Yes, yesterday was the anniversary of the murder of anti-apartheid activist Stephen Biko. We remember that story, folks. And that's why we boycott certain multinationals. Anyway, that long track was by an act called Bosk, B-O-S-Q, from Colombia, and we're creeping into South America, of course. This track was Song for Ehe, featuring the Ibibo horns and Kalita. Kalita was a guitarist from Benin, Nigeria, from Benin, who ended up spending most of his time in Nigeria. The whole Afrobeat story there, folks. And that's actually a 12-inch record available on Canopy Records. It's the second release from them, but I found out about this record when I went to Counterweight Records, or Counterweight Vinyl and Espresso in Footscray last weekend. The one just had the one before, where I was checking out Desert Poor Band all the way from Yuendamu, and they were playing at the front there in Footscray. What an afternoon that was. Had a big yarn. Some fella with lots of money has decided to purchase all his old recordings and whack them out on vinyl. Interesting, interesting indeed. So there. And before that we had Bifalo Kuyate out of Mali, Bamako. I think he spends a lot of time in Sicily because I've seen him teach dance and drum. So a few tracks have been brought out by an act, a couple of fellas call themselves Anonima Percussionisti, because yeah, percussions, yes. And I've seen Bifalo when I was in Sicily a few years ago, so that was a real treat in his class. It was seriously hot and they were working hard. So it's nice to see some music brought out as well. And Bifalo Kuyate is a cousin of Abuka Kuyate, who's been on this program. He might be over in Mali visiting family at the moment, but yes, keep an eye and ear out for that one, Abuka. And before that, we had Nyameke Junction from the EP Dacien. Also available on Bandcamp. All these tunes are available on Bandcamp if you want to check them out, folks. It's a recording that came out on the 24th of June out of Ghana. The tune Adura Radio Edit with the vocalist Bettina Quest, a junction of three countries. Three countries, indeed. We've got Burundi and Ghana. And German percussionist and multi-instrumentalist Matic, M-A-T-T-I-C. Yes. And before that, we started off the bracket. Unlikely, perhaps, celebration of spring. Mother and daughter, Ulla Pichavi and Hilda Lumsman, and their huge record Ulya Mokta celebrates spring and herding their deer together, and the tune is translates as Solar Daughter. The rest of the album is absolutely beautiful, and there's no words to that one. It's a yoik, which Sami do. Okay, folks, I'll let this run off a little bit, and then we'll get to hear that very famous song of Biko as well, from a record that came out, live recording at WOMAD 1982. And then we'll sort of stay in Ghana and go to Tanzania via the Gold Coast. Enjoy, folks.
September. The United Nations International Day of Peace is being marked with a rally on Sunday, the 18th of September, 12 p.m. at the State Library in Melbourne. The theme of the rally is Truth, Not War. It's inspired by these words of Julian Assange. If wars can be started by lies, peace can be started by truth. This will be a broad-based, inclusive, colourful and peaceful rally with speeches and music for peace. Joining to show your opposition to AUKUS and the acquisition of nuclear submarines. Take real climate action that recognises the massive emissions caused by wars and arms build-up. And to march for truth and press freedom. To drop the prosecution of peacemakers like WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange. For more details, go to Melbourne for Assange on Facebook. Melbourne for Assange are Free CR supporters.
Black Spark is an independent, volunteer-run bookshop, gallery, music and community space in Northcote, Narm, dedicated to creativity, learning and liberation.
Black Spark is a space for the entire community, free of charge, hosting art, music and literary events.
To keep Black Spark free, open and accessible to everybody, we need your help.
We are calling for your support for our rent fundraiser to keep our doors open into the coming years.
With your support, we can continue to host book and exhibition launches, art auctions, fundraisers, music gigs, and facilitate opportunities and growth for emerging artists and grassroots communities.
For more information, visit Keep Black Spark Alight on chuffed.com or check out Black Spark on all the socials.
Keep Black Spark Alight!
A 3CR supporter.
Talk to them now, youth. They say when I take no back chapter of this life in my youth. Ever upward, seen? Them a talk about one love, but them never reach like that. Money, but they never reach like that. Funny, them can't see my back. Me nah make a move, but me nah see contract. Me and them never get a eye contact. Say them a leader, but them a lead from back. What Allah, that's why get a comeback. Better come back.
Anyway, them see mankind, them do one kind. Now we do like, say we never know. Oh, yo. Because, oh, yo. Now for them a snake and a grass, them be full bad mind. But we do like, say we never know. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, oh.
We there from Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba.
Believe in yourself, no go from
Kiliba.
Could I never be a minimalist? One pan the list. Me take a win at the head of the list. Them no say man a boss it like a real jungleist. Give them a one God sound man a evangelist. Burn them like a fireman. Me no see no other youth with mother than. How we a run things bow ya, chug a band. How we a run that turf ya, chug a band.
Anyway, them see mankind, them do one kind. Now we do like say we never know. Oh, yo. Because, oh, yo. Now for them a snake and a grass, them be full bad mind. But we do like say we never know. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, yo.
We there from Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba.
Believe in yourself, no go from
Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba. Kiliba, we there from Kiliba.
Make you know there from Minima.
We did
there for more.
What you're doing, I don't want it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Alphabets in the sky, throw love in the air like something never touched. Loving on me, loving on your grit. But you're cold, whoa, 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 whoa. You put it in the sky, you want me to fall. I've been here for ages, yeah. What do you want? What will it take for you to care? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? What will it take for you to care? Show me that you're changing. Are you faded? Make it make sense. You do this to yourself. You do it to yourself. Alphabets in there. The love in the air, like something that you keep. Loving on me, loving on you, loving on your grip. But you're cold, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Folks, if you like that, you can check out this artist, Becca Amani, from Tanzania, but I think now based over in the Gold Coast. So there, and that is a single called Waiting On You from a brand new EP called April. It's going to be officially released on the 21st of October, but that single is out now from just at the end of last month, August. And appearing Friday, the 23rd of September at Wesley Anne. So I think you should put that in your diary as well, Becca Amani. And before that, we had an artist, Stoneboy, spelled S-T-O-N-E-B-W-O-I. That is a single. Knew nothing about them. Come via the music coordinator. And they're out of the Volta region, Accra, Ghana. And the tune is Giddy Gibba. So, yes, see what happens with that artist. And before that, we had from the Live at WOMAD 1992 record that's come out this year, just at the end of July. Various artists available on Bandcamp. Check it out on the Real World label of the UK. Biko, Peter Gabriel with Ekomi. And yes, just reminding you that it is the Italian Film Festival coming up, and a documentary featuring Ennio Morricone is on, and this is a little piece from a cult French crime film called Sans Mobile Apparent, original soundtrack, originally 1971, re-released on vinyl 2022. Thank you. This next bracket of songs is for you, Mari, and condolences on the passing of your mother that you cared for strongly for many years. A couple of tunes, new tunes out of Puglia. Stay tuned, folks. Radio Cantal and Carpino in Folk.
Amore.
Hi, I'm Matilde Politi. You are listening to Music Songs Frontiers on 3CR Radical Radio, Community Radio. Please support and donate wherever you can.
Bellamy.
Yes. So if you're listening, Marty, all the best. This one, that bracket was for you. We just heard a couple of tunes, new releases out of Puglia, and they just keep bringing the music out. We just heard, well, basically Capino in Folk, and the name of the record and production is Chi suona e canta non muore mai, which means whoever sings and, was it? Something like that. Anyway, I just forgotten about the transmit. Whatever. If you sing, you're never going to die, mate. Basically, that's the story. From, yes, out of Foggia in Puglia in Italy. Lo bene mio. And before that, we had an outfit that's been around for a long time, Radicanto. And they got a brand new record, a song for spring as well. Alle radici del canto, from the roots of the song. And that tune was Quante stelle nel cielo con la luna, how many stars in the sky with the moon. And before that, we just had a little excerpt from Ennio Morricone's original soundtrack for a French crime film back in 1971, re-released now, 2022, sans mobile apparent, yes. And while our two guests get ready with their guitars, it looks fantastic from my end anyway, I'm just going to ease into a tune from a Sicilian producer, drummer, Ja Cesar, and he released something in 2020 with a Colombian artist called Nidia Gongora, and maybe Alethea will know who that artist is, but you can check it out before I talk to our guests soon. Stay tuned, folks. Music Science Frontiers.
Signos perplejos,
bate sus brazos.
Folks, I thought I'd travel into South America to get ready for our guests. What you just heard there is an artist, Daniela Lalita, and a brand new EP officially released on the 16th of September. It's called Trecheterotres, and I'll probably get the proper pronunciation, from Peru, out of New York, actually, and the tune is called Tenia Razón. And before that, we had Jas Azar, drummer, producer out of Siracusa, Sicily, got together with the artist Nidia Gongora from Colombia and put out a single available on Bandcamp in 2020. So I'm very happy, humbled always, to have a couple of guests here. Looks fantastic. I did recently see them perform together at the Brunswick Artist Bar, and I have Vanessa Estrada and Alithia. So Alithia is from Colombia and Vanessa's from Chile, but they've been playing around Melbourne for a few years, and Alithia I've only just known recently, so that's been an interesting and exciting adventure, because Alithia is doing many, many things, as well as doing videos and all sorts of stuff for her music. And Vanessa's in a few bands. No, just one. It's okay. You can talk now. So, Vanessa, thanks for coming here.
Thank you for having us.
absolute pleasure. And like I said, it was wonderful seeing you support each other and sing together as well. That was a treat. Didn't expect that.
It was beautiful.
Yeah indeed. And so, Vanessa, you're hail from Chile, and you were making music in Chile before you came here.
Yeah, yes, a little bit. I started singing since I was very little.
Mm.
So I've always been involved in music. and then I studied music bachelor before coming here. So, and I was in a band before as well, left before I left Chile in 2010. So yeah, it's been going on for a while.
Did you have any warnings about what to expect when you came to this continent?
I was living in New Zealand and for 4 years. I wasn't doing a lot of music there, and I always heard about Melbourne, and people talk about Melbourne, about how great it was, the culture and stuff. So when we had the opportunity to come to Australia with a visa, we always thought Melbourne. We didn't think of any other city. And as soon as I arrived, I didn't expect what happened. Straight away after a month, I started the first band, Terra Sur. We've been here as well, playing in this same studio.
Excellent.
Yeah, since then I haven't stopped performing, collaborating. I've been in different projects.
Yeah.
Always with a lot of female presence.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes, you're very welcome here at 3CR,
Thank you, of course.
And I guess while I've got Alethea here, you know, I just saw a film on the weekend. There was a 3,000 Years of Longing. It's about a djinn, so, you know, genie. And the character, the woman character, was called Alethea.
Really?
Yeah.
Was a good woman?
she was a narratist telling stories. So that's the whole thing, is about stories and about wish making wishes, you know. Yes, the story of the djinn, or the genie, as we know. So, telling stories. And you both tell stories within your music writing.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's what makes music special, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
and you mix around a lot of styles, Alethea, and it's been very colourful to see you do, you know, get into reggae and everything like that. And I guess being on this program, I'd like to you concentrate more on your language and maintaining your language.
Yeah,
And maybe some of the issues that you have. There shouldn't be any issues.
Yeah, no, for that, no. All right, I have as well.
Yeah,
songs, very special songs that I've been reading in Spanish for sure. And actually, for this upcoming album that is gonna be available very soon, I will have as well a couple of these Spanish songs that I've been that I have been reading before. So
excellent.
Yeah.
And so this new record, who's involved in it?
So many people.
There you go.
It's a really collaborative project.
Excellent.
It's insane. I've been working with people from Iran, from Colombia, of course, with a lot of people here in Australia, people from the island I grew up I grew up in San Andres.
Okay.
From Bogota, my capital. Well, the city I was born in. A lot of different amazing creatives that I have been, just meeting around this journey here in Australia.
Indeed.
And, yeah.
Excellent. And that artist that I played earlier on was from that island of, you mentioned, of Kirktimbik?
Yeah, Timiki.
Timiki, yeah, Timiki. Do you know anything about that island much?
No, not really, but I know that they have amazing rhythms and I mean, Latin America is just full of amazing, different rhythms.
Big place, big continent,
so
yes.
So each kind of like part of Latin America has their own sound and their own instrumentation. So it's so rich. It's beautiful to travel around. Australia, around the world.
It doesn't matter. It's here because I was going to say, I mean, were you surprised at the variation and representation of South America in this town? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And what's happening how they're doing it, how they're representing the diaspora, you know, with all the different nations and stuff and who's been beforehand. And now you're relatively the next generation, you know, putting your spin on it.
Yeah,
as well. I'm still wanting to sing about where you come from, and also adapting to the fact that you live here now, which there are stories here, of course.
Sure. But the essence is there.
Yeah, the essence.
Well, I just want to, since you've both brought in your guitars, and thank you very much. I was just wondering, Vanessa, did you want to get the show going with a tune, if you don't mind. And yeah. I'm very tempted to get you to do that song that you did together at the I'm very tempted, but I won't put that one on. Look, they're just looking at each other at the moment. That's okay.
We can try at the end, maybe.
Yeah, we can try.
I'll warm up with one of my songs first. I was thinking which one to play.
It's okay.
But I thought I'll play the last single that I released.
Yeah, good.
It's a political environmentalist. Song talking about the waters, and also like we were saying about the essence, it's a traditional rhythm from the Andes, so it's called huayno. It's called agua libre. Here we go. Myself, when they destroy all the lagoons, where are the lagoon keepers gonna live? Not the people, but the fairies, the goblins, because they're there looking after you, Mother Water, Mama Yako. Ay, mis ríos, los están secando. Thank you.
Well, if you that's beautiful. I should be doing this as a visual thing. It's very nice. Well, if you like that, folks, you've got a chance to see Vanessa a few times.
Yes. Very busy this month.
That's good. No, that's good. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to be doing solo at Open Studio.
Mm-hmm, on Friday.
On Friday, 16th of September. And then is it actually Chilean Independence Day on a Saturday, or is it, yeah. you're doing it for that day, or is it
no,
on the 17th?
No, it is this weekend, 18th of the September. 18th. Oh, and the whole weekend we celebrate always in Chile the independence.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Big, big party.
Yes.
Bigger than New Year.
Boom, boom. It means a lot, certainly at the moment, with what's happening and everything and the developments and stuff. So Chilean community has had a big part in the history of 3CR over 46 years. So, yes, indeed. So that'll be at, where is it? La Mama Fonda.
Deluxe Bar and Rooftop in Mooney Ponds.
Oh,
the
wow.
name of the event is called La Main Fonda.
Oh, oops.
Like the main Fonda.
Oops. Sorry, La Main Fonda. Yeah, yeah. So Mooney Ponds.
Mooney Ponds.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done anything there before?
Nope. First time I'm exploring the West. Yeah.
Cool. And then if you miss that, there's something in October as well.
Well, we have a gate with Aletia.
Yes.
Yeah, 28th of September.
And that's the big one. And I think I'll aim to finish off the show with a new tune from Perolas, which is which is the Liana, who's not in this trio. But yes, a massive gig coming up. It's very special.
Yes.
You can maybe, either of you can say something about how that has all happened, really.
I think everything starts because of Bunny. Like, Vanessa contacted me and she was like, let's do something together. I have this gig that I want to make, like, let's do something. And I was like, I love this. I love to collab, especially with women, because it's so, like, I don't know, like, it's very special.
Well, hey,
so when she told me, I was like, let's make it happen.
Yeah. And also because we're working hard. I can see how much Alit is doing, and we're like kind of on a similar vibration at the moment. So it's like it's good to keep empowering each other and do things together, and also mix our audiences
exactly and like
support each other. Yeah.
No, that's why I've got you in, because I can see things are really rolling down. And I really like, it was Fabian from Perolas who introduced me to Alit here at a little industry gig at the Collingwood Yards. So, that's been really wild since that's happened, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's going on? And it's just really exciting. So I'm glad that some of us can get out and to see live music. And I tell you, folks, if you're not getting out to see live music, you've got to buy the music when you can. That's pretty much the story, folks, because there's some serious love and energy involved in this music making. So that gig is called Female Notion, and it's at the Retreat. In a couple of weeks' time, Wednesday the 28th of September.
28th of September, and it's free. So there's no excuses.
Oh, no, come everyone on. Can come on, absolutely.
And the main band room at the retreat. So,
yes.
Yeah. Very well located.
It's a good start. No excuse. There's public
transport.
It's going to
be a beautiful night.
Yeah, why not?
Three sets of only original music by three powerful, talented women.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so now it's Alethea's turn to do a tune before we sign off for the day. Oh, it could have been an hour's episode with you two.
For sure.
Maybe next time we'll get all three of you in and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
awesome. Yeah, sure. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well.
Music Sounds Frontiers here, folks.
I was in between two songs because I want to share a little bit of how this album is going to be. And I have a song that is a bit more talking about our essence and like where we come from, and the other one is more like a little bit more just nostalgic. So up to you, give me which one would you like to hear, something more like I don't know,
the essence. The nostalgia is for another time.
Okay, let's do it. So this song is called Almita Mia, which means my little soul.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's a song that I wrote to my mother, talking about feeling that we belong, and
beautiful,
hold it. Ahí estás, caminas tras de mí.
Yay. Well, there you go. So that's a serious treat and a hint about what you can expect when you see these performers live. And whatever the collaborations are, there'll be lots of colour, definitely. It's fantastic. So what was that called again?
Almita Mia. And it's not there yet. So, no. I mean, it's not out.
No,
but
okay.
It will be very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want, of course, like to keep in touch, you have to contact us or like just following us.
They're active on social media,
exactly,
folks. They let you
yeah.
know what's going on all the time. And Alethea's got a gig with Sebastian Lugo.
Yeah, as well, yeah, this 25th of September.
Brunswick Artist Bar, early start on the Sunday.
Yes, it's going to be an early gig. Yeah. Very special as well. Sebastian is a beautiful human being, really talented as well, Colombian artist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hope I see you all there.
The Colombian community got Amaru Tribe doing a gig this Saturday at Q Courthouse, is that right? Yeah, Q Courthouse, Saturday. We've got Ella Trinidad at NICAT on Sunday. Unbelievable.
It's a busy week.
Yeah. And you've got the boat.com.au to check out what's happening with them. You've got the Sonidas del Alma Spanish Language Choir still happening. I think they're rehearsed to do another session tomorrow. The Boat Spring Festival Retreat on Sunday with Palmar, their EP launch, and Karina Lehmann. And the Portfolio Project Showcase at Collingwood Yards on Thursday the 6th of October. So heaps of stuff going on, folks. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to say goodbye. So just keep an eye out on social media. The Female Notion gig at the retreat on Wednesday the 28th of September. Absolutely huge. And I thank you so much for coming in. It's a big effort always, and I really appreciate it. And it sounded beautiful. I hope it sounded okay for you out there, folks. If you're into opera, stay tuned for Great Voices, but I'm going to leave you with a little bit of, not going to hear the whole tune, but this is Lucid Dream, the new single from Parolas from the upcoming record called, of course, it's going to be called Hyperdelic, of course. And I look forward to seeing you and Liana together.
Oh, yeah, can't wait. It's going to be very special. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you so much. And
don't forget Banner's gig this
Friday.
Yeah, early. That's it, straight away. Yes. Exactly.
It's free.
That's open studio.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so here's Parolas, folks. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
And
I think Therese will be with you next week.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.